Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone on today's PPSC call on Thursday, the 12th of November. Friday, the 12th of November, apologies. We have Jeff Newman, Alan Greenberg, Avery Doria from staff Marika Konings, Gisela Gruber-White, and we have apologies today from Tim Ruiz. Can I please just remind you to state names when speaking for transcript purposes? Thank you. Over to you, Jeff.
Okay. Thank you very much. It is. We have obviously a small attendance here from the PPSC. We have Alan from the ALAC and Avery from the non-commercial stakeholder group, which does not obviously present a quorum. What I will do is put this again on an email, but the plan is for future is to get email comments on the responses that we got back from the working group work team on the questions that we've sent to them back in, I believe it was September. And so I think they've addressed they've addressed all of the issues. And so I think, we need to have a discussion on that on email. The goal is to have, we are scheduled to have an hour, I believe it's an hour-long session either on the Saturday or Sunday of Cartagena. And what I would like to do, what I'd like to see done, is to formally have a consensus call of the steering committee on that date to send the full report, including the responses, to the council so that they can start their deliberations and their process on moving forward with those recommendations. We also have scheduled some time on the council agenda where we will present the report and the ultimate recommendations. And so, then they'll get their process started. I think the working group work team did a great job in addressing the questions. I think certainly the explanations of how they got to what the changes were to the report are certainly well explained. I have a couple comments on it, not as a chair, but as a registry. That I've heard from other registries, one of those being I think there was a change to the it's really only one comment, and it's in the definitions of consensus, the definition of full consensus and so on down the line. I think there was a statement added that says that sometimes consensus is referred to as rough consensus or some other term. I think the registries are okay with the definition of consensus, but not okay with that second sentence because it seems to imply that a lower standard than consensus, if you use the term rough consensus. And I know that sometimes those are used interchangeably, but we don't want a chair down the line to say, well, it may not have been consensus, but I'll call it rough consensus, and that's kind of creating another definition. And the reason that matters is because the contracts specifically use terms like consensus, and we do not want, as contracted parties, for there to be any confusion that what's considered rough consensus is equivalent to consensus. If that makes any sense. So it's not a problem with the definition of what is consensus. It's a problem with the second sentence saying that they're equal.
This is Aubrey. If I can question. Comment.
Sure.
And I think both Alan and I were part of the group that wrote these answers, which makes judging these answers somewhat interesting. I think that there was definitely a differentiation between full consensus and consensus.
Correct.
And perhaps the issue is because these are and this recommendation, this working group, is meant to be wider than just PDP usage. In fact, the definition you see for consensus is actually the definition of near consensus or rough consensus, because consensus, from a dictionary point of view, means full consensus, and so full consensus would actually be redundancy. So it was meant to indicate. Now, it's quite possible. And perhaps what you want to see added is a line that says, when a working group is part of a PDP, et cetera, they should only use the term consensus and should avoid the term rough consensus in any report. Or that could come out of the PDP group in terms of looking at the working group guidelines. But to say that, well, just because these other terms are used, we want them stricken because, well, we don't want to see those terms used, even that's what the consensus word we're using actually means, doesn't change anything.
Well, again, I think the problem is not with the definition of what is consensus, and I understand what you're saying about the dictionary would define consensus as basically unanimity. I just think that I hear what you're saying that for PDPs, but I'm not sure why we need terms like rough consensus, why we ever need to use those.
Because people know them, because they're terms of art in the industry, in working groups. When most people come to ICANN and they hear the word consensus, they think full consensus or unanimity. It's only when they read the definition. So if they read the definition of unanimity of consensus and it says, hey, and from your other life, you may know this as near consensus or rough consensus because those are other terms that are used with the same meaning, it allows them to link in the strangeness of ICANN's definitions with things that they know from the rest of the world.
So I'm fine with putting those things in like an FAQ or something, but not into, you know, the registries are not fine with including, it is very significant, and I'm not sure why it would be something that you all would insist on having in there. It's going to be, and I know you'll probably hear the same thing from the registrars, because again, there's no other world that I can think of, and I challenge anyone to find that other world, where something that a body comes up with like this becomes binding on other parties. And when that happens, you're going to get those parties that are bound by what comes out, very sensitive on the use of terms and terminology.
That's a fine in the PDP document. That's the PDP document to say.
But the problem is, Avery, that you don't want to hold up the acceptance of this working group document.
Obviously, the council is going to be able to change anything it wants, so they might as well change it. But I just don't think we should. But that's just from the perspective of somebody that's on the lower committee. I think changing it is silly.
Avery, hold on. You added that sentence in. That sentence was not in the last report. I don't believe there was a comment on adding that.
No, there was a comment on explain this better, I believe. I believe that we ended up doing that because it was a comment that sort of said, it's not clear. I'd have to go back and remember why we asked for the work to be done. But there was comment that it wasn't clear.
Right, and I think you've added more ambiguity to it.
Oh.
I mean, that's the registry's
right.
comment.
Right, well, and as I say, as a council member, it'll be your option to strike it. Assuming the council can do that, it's possibly the PPSC's option to strike it, though I'll probably be against it.
Right, so we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
That's the issue that the you know, of all of them, that's the one that we care the most about. I don't know if you all have any issues with it's hard to ask this question because both of you were on the team that approved it.
No, I was not.
Okay. I'm sorry, Alan. I guess it was I forget.
Cheryl, I think is on it.
It was Cheryl that was on it. Sorry.
Okay, so Alan, I'll ask Aubrey. Do you have any comments on the stuff that you changed that you would still have a question?
I think we put a lot of work into it. I think we talked about it a whole lot and such. I mean, full disclosure, I think I'm the one that actually wrote those lines. But they were approved by the group. I think I'm fine with our answers. And I think that, you know, if the PPSC has the option to change them on its own, though some of the policy stricts among us might question that action without sending it back again. And I think that, you know, again, the council is always free in its managerial role to decide what its managerial role means and change the work that's been done. But then again, I'd recommend against it.
Okay.
Council these days has not been inclined to change things on a line basis, although it has happened in a few cases. Usually, however, only with the agreement of the working group or the chair of the working group or something that the change is reasonable. I don't think council has made any individual changes to things that were disagreed with by the original working group.
I think they're working on it at the moment on the SOIDOI deal.
Well, depends how the final resolution is there. We could.
That was actually fun because I had an excuse to read the Board Governance Committee's report again and noticed that the SOIDOI was actually in there. So it'll actually be interesting to watch the GNSO remove it.
Not clear one has to remove it. Certainly the implementation that was suggested and used is not workable and is too confusing to people, but anyway.
So, that's kind of a debate that we're not, at this point, it's not really our debate.
Although we do include that by reference in this document.
Yeah, that's true. And we also discuss it in PDPs. Alan, do you have any comments on this report that you want to put onto the record now? Obviously, we're going to open it up for emails, too. And actually, if you do have a comment, I'd ask you to first say it on this call and then put it in an email anyway. Or someone could recap and put it in an email.
I don't have anything at this point. I unfortunately did not do sufficient prep to come up and give specifics. I should have, but I didn't. But
you wouldn't be the only one.
No, well, I could have just not attended the call because of that, but I decided to come anyway.
Right. So that said, I think what I'll do again, the plan is that I'll give a period of time until. I don't know. We don't have to live by that the deadline, the ICANN deadline, because we're not publishing anything right now. So I'll give a deadline of a week from today to submit comments to email comments, and then tell everyone to be prepared to discuss and finalize those to a point where we can do a consensus call at the Saturday, I believe it's Saturday meeting of the PPSC. So that we could present it and send it to the council at that meeting and have them work their magic.
Jeff, as chair, what definition are you going to use for consensus during that call, during that meeting?
I'm going to hope for full.
That was our guideline, wasn't it, that we did things by full consensus?
Right, that is our guideline.
Unless we decided in advance that we weren't going to.
Correct. So, yes. So, Marika, you've got a comment.
Yeah, this is Marika. I've actually posted in the Adobe Connect the two dates and time for the meeting. So it's actually on Saturday, the 4th of December, from 2 to 2:45 local time, that there will be a presentation to the GNSO Council of the Working Group Guidelines. And on Sunday, the 5th of December, from 9 to 10, where there is a PPSC meeting scheduled. One question I have, because we did put this session on the agenda on Saturday, as the face-to-face meetings are basically the only moment that allow for a little bit more time to dive deep in certain issues with the council. So we thought it would be a good opportunity to already present the guidelines as they will soon appear on their agenda. So the question would be, because in principle we need to provide the documentation relating to that issue by Monday. So I guess there are two approaches. Either we just send the current version and just say, look, this is what we're discussing now. This is not final yet. There's some small issues we're working on, but just to meet the deadline, here is already the document. or we don't send anything and just do the presentation but don't provide any documents to the council yet, so then we don't break the rules, but we still have an opportunity to present what we have ready by that time. And then, you know, once the PPSC reaches consensus, then is when we actually submit the documents. So I guess there are two approaches we could follow. So my question is,
so in deference to the fact that Tim still has comments and that he was on the call a couple of days ago, and I unfortunately messed that up, and some others didn't show up either. But in deference to Tim, I do not want to send this document to the council. I think what I would prefer to do is to come to consensus at the meeting, get the email comments now, present, do a presentation to the council, let them know that we will be submitting it to them, because my guess is that they're not going to be ready to do anything on the document at this meeting, even if we got it on the agenda. It's my strong preference to not send it to them at this point. I think we'll just be instigating with Tim, and I do want to show proper deference because he does have more than just the issue I raised. In fact, that may not even be one of his issues. I don't know what his issues are, but he did make it sound like there was some stuff that was pretty important to him. So I think I want to opt for the second one, not publish it. You know, we can let them know that you know, where it is on the wiki, and we can certainly give them an update, but let's not send it to them.
That's fine. I just wanted to make people aware, you know, of the deadline. And again, indeed, I don't think there's any, you know, we won't have time to get it on the agenda because the agenda is already being developed, and there is as well this the 8-day deadline that applies to considering documents at that meeting. And I don't know if the council hasn't officially discussed, but I think they've applied as well the 15-day rule for their meetings there. So I think it's fine. We just presented them, and I'm happy to prepare some slides for that session that basically follow, I think, the outline. And if there are still, you know, if we still have question marks by that date, I mean, we might as well raise them maybe in that discussion and see if there's a council feedback. And it might be another opportunity as well to already get some council input. If they see any, you know, glaring issues, I think it's better if they, you know, raise them now instead of the PPSC submitting the document and then the council having to send it back again because they, you know, there's certain areas that they have questions on or don't agree with or would like to see changes. So it might be an opportunity as well to already get some questions on the table and avoid what has happened in some of the OSC discussions where things were adopted, you know, without proper discussion or not properly realizing what they actually adopted, and now people are not happy with how the new practices run. So I think if we can have that dialogue, I think that will definitely help. And another question I would have then, when does the PPSC want to meet again?
You mean prior
do you want to set up
to
a meeting before? Yeah. Do you want to set up another meeting before Cartagena? No.
Was that Aubrey said no?
That was Aubrey that said no.
Yeah, I'm not, at this point, I'm not seeing a reason to get together on the phone. I will say, though, that if there are some strong objections from Tim, we'll try to resolve them on email if we have to. We'll see if people are available for a short call to address, but at this point, I don't see a reason to do so.
And you will send out a note to the PPSC asking everyone to, you know, provide their input and then outline the plan for Cartagena?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I will. If you could send me, if you can then solidify the time for Cartagena when the meeting is as well. I mean, I think it's almost solidified, right? But I think the agenda's not posted until Monday. But
right, that's correct. But this is the GNSO schedule, so I think that one is already firm, basically, for Saturday and Sunday. I'll double-check with Glenn, but I don't think there are any further changes there because I think all the meetings have been confirmed for the Saturday and Sunday slots.
Okay, so then I'll put that in. Let me know by the end of today if you think that's not the case. Otherwise, I'll just include that time in the email.
Okay, great.
All right, great. Any other questions? All right, I think we can stop the recording, and if anyone wants to spend another 10 minutes on vertical integration.
one thing back to your previous point.
Saba, if you could just stop the recording, please.